I'm Karen Edrig. I've never done a knife talk before, so I hope you don't want to throw rotten tomatoes at me. I guess I'm ready. No. Okay, there it goes. Okay. Oh dear. Did that slick to the second slide or is that the first slide? Oh.
The first.
Okay, is it work? Okay, sorry. Yes. So I didn't want to give anybody the wrong idea. I didn't want to say that I was going to give the feeling I'm preaching to the choir, because you guys don't need a preacher. You guys are getting it. I was just hoping to make it a little more human, because WCAG is dry and icky and stuff. So, basically, they're not trying to make your lives harder in the sense it feels like it. It's trying to make users' lives easier. I find myself, as someone who's blind, using a website that works. It doesn't feel fancy or beautiful. It just has to work. When I'm giving praise, sometimes I have to laugh at the praise I'm giving because it's hilariously simple, such as, I can read and understand this and know how it relates. I can know when I'm on track. I can fix mistakes when I make them. The interface is easy to operate. Links go where I expect them to. Woo! Now, imagine that in the real world, how ridiculous that would be. I could read and understand this restaurant menu. I can fill out this form. If I get the wrong grocery item, I can put it back. I can check out wherever I want, however I want. The sign said grocery store. I ended up in a grocery store. Woo! How ridiculous is that? So what I'm trying to say is we're not asking for the moon. We're asking for the world. But not like, I want the world and I want it now. I mean, I want the same wild, wide web everybody gets. Accessibility concerns or not. So, the thing is, I don't need the user to be riding a unicycle. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Just don't make a user ride a unicycle. So simple things like having a text field available as well as a date picker, allowing somebody to have more time, labels that are on the screen that are the same as the ones associated with what's going on. Simple stuff. So why do we have all these new guidelines? Basically because screen readers and keyboards were taken care of, but people using magnification or speech recognition or people have memory problems, we're feeling a little left out. Also, mobile devices couldn't really have been dreamed of because they hadn't been invented yet. And there have been lots of new practices, and we figured out where they fall apart, or they WCAG people have, and they've built some guidelines for that. So here we go. The first category is about lightening the load for people. Fields that tell their purpose, people can autofill them, better spacing between letters and words and stuff. Reflow of the content to the viewports. You don't have to zoom and scroll and you miss half of what's important and then you're like, oh, I gotta go back. That just makes life easier and things easier to read and just more enjoyable for anybody. And the next category I say is for the Amelia Bedelias among us. So they covered context or contrast between text and background, but what about icons? What about other elements that might have, you know, information in them? What about, we had said how form fields need a label, but I guess some people had invisible labels and then people with speech recognition didn't know what to tell their speech recognition to click on. So that's been covered. The next category is for reducing frustration, I say. For stuff that flies into focus when you hover on it or focus on it. What if you didn't want to? What if you just ended up there? Make a way to get rid of it. Make a way to hold on to it if you want to. Or like just because you pointed at something, it doesn't mean you want to act on it. Shortcut keys, single key shortcuts suck when they're activated by accident in a big mass. So thinking about those kind of things. And there's more than one way to do something. So the default way you think of might not work. So asking somebody to switch orientation for an iPad or something like that doesn't work if it's stuck to a wheelchair. Also, you can't ask them to shake the device when it's stuck to a wheelchair. And multi-finger gestures aren't gonna work if you're using a wand or you have big fingers or whatever. So you can do those things, but don't make somebody do them. Have another way. So I was giving somebody this spiel and they said, what do you mean? I can't get cute? That's the message? I said, no, just don't turn your cute into my ugly or impossible. make another way. So technology can give a lots of independence and power, but only if it's done right. If not, it closes the door on things and makes things harder. And then strips away independence and dignity, because if it's the only way to do something that doesn't work, well, you're out of luck. But I'm not trying to discourage people. Just keep this stuff in mind, because if you do, you can make a lot of people super happy, and the benefits some people, everybody will reap the benefits, especially some people who might not have another way to do things. And just a little note, somebody from the Accessibility Interest Group the other day said they're really noticing all our WCAG changes, so we're doing the right stuff. Let's keep it going and let's make some beautiful harmony. Woo, whirlwind over.